typical summer-like weather, and we'll get rid of these clouds soon. The sun will be out. It'll be hot and impressive. But it's summertime here in New England. We're here at the Chapel of the Pines in New Hampshire. We celebrate Sam W. for July 17th through the 23rd, and we'll be back in August the 21st through the 27th. Joining me in studio here, as well as a cast of hundreds of campers. Thank you. Good to see you guys this morning. We have Charles Williams, the voice.
Good morning.
Good morning. Raleigh Brown, the guitar. Let's start off with Charles to sing us a song. Get us going this morning.
Yes, okay. Why don't we start with, I know many of you know, there and out there on the road and sitting here in the chapel, that in May of 1961, a group of young people left Washington, D.C., both black and white, young students, so young people can make a difference, and they were going to test the laws, because the law was that interstate travel and bus stations and so on were integrated, but some
segregated.
Of the... Huh? Well, were segregated, yes. They were supposed to be integrated because the law was that they were, but certain southern governors and so on decided that they were not going to follow the law. So these young people said, okay, we'll test this. They were arrested and beaten and jailed and some, but things did change because black and white people were not allowed to drink at the same water fountains or go to the same restrooms and so on and so forth. But then that changed, so young people made that difference. These freedom riders, one of them I was with last weekend, he was white, and one I was with last week, she was black, Dr. Regan. I'd like to honor these young, brave young people by doing a song that they changed. They used to change a lot of words to the spirituals, and this is one that they changed. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom, and you all will join me, won't you?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Woke up this morning with my mind, it was stayed on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Great God, I'm walking and talking with my mind.
My mind it was
stayed on freedom. I'm walking and talking with my mind.
My mind it was
stayed on freedom. I'm walking and talking with my mind.
My mind it was
stayed on freedom.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I'm singing and praying with my mind.
My mind
stayed on freedom. I'm singing and praying with my mind.
My mind
stayed on freedom. I'm singing and praying with my mind.
My mind
stayed on freedom.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Great God, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's something else. That's a slice of history carried down through song, which is wonderful. You work with
Dr. Regan.
Dr. Regan.
Yes.
And you work with her pretty closely. She comes to you to get audio voice checkups.
First of all, I coach Sweet Honey in the Rock, which some of you may know is a Grammy Award-winning a cappella singing group, women's singing group, for many years. I worked with them, and Dr. Regan is a very wise woman. She doesn't sing with Sweet Honey anymore, but she still lectures all over the world and still uses her voice. Speaking on civil rights subjects and women's affairs and so on, and excuse me, and she still maintains her instrument because the voice is an instrument, and she comes and takes lessons now and then, and she's my shiro. She's a
Charles Williams joining us in the chapel on the Pines, coming to you from Summer Acoustic Music Week, which is in its first session. We'll have another one on August 21st through 27th. You can find out more information by going to wumb.org/SamW and to click on Week 2. We've got Charles here who's teaching voice. You teach people to, excuse me, to connect with their voice, to get to know the reasonable quality of voice that they need to stay healthy. You deal with keeping it strong.
Yeah, it's very important to know that the voice is also an instrument, and if you want to have success with it, you have to learn how to play that instrument. I think you probably wouldn't want to hear somebody's first violin lesson and expect them to be really great. It's the same. The voice is an instrument. And the more you know about how to play your vocal instrument, the more success you're going to have and the more consistency you're going to have. Not that one day you're great for some reason, you got a lot of sleep, and you just blow them away, and then the next day you suck, and you wonder, what happened? But the more you know about it, the more you know, if I do this, I'm probably going to get this certain result. And it's an insurance, and also it's a thing that's going to help you with your vocal longevity. You know, you're going to sing longer and better, and you should be getting better with age. The voice changes, of course, elasticity and breath control, and you sing things a little lower than you did when you were much younger, but you can sing until you're 90. So. Take care of your instrument. Is that clear?
Speaking of instruments, we've got a guitar in the hands of Raleigh Brown, which is a wonderful opportunity to hear some great music. Raleigh, good morning.
Good morning, Dick.
Nice to have you here. You're teaching flat picking and blues guitar this year.
Mm-hmm.
Get people picking a little bit of this wonderful...
Yeah, it's fun because I came up as a blues guitar player, and so some people here are surprised to hear that because most years I've come here and taught swing or jazz along with flat picking, and every year I kind of look at the roster, and it's me. I do a lot of different things, and then there'll be Ernie Hawkins or Robert Jones or somebody who really is a straight-ahead blues guitarist. So I go, oh, well, I guess I don't get to teach blues this year. So finally I looked at the roster this year and said, no blues teachers. So it's my pleasure to be able to teach a blues class this year.
You teach guitar, you teach Tai Chi,
I teach acupuncture, too.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got your hands in healthy things
as
well.
I'm a teacher guy is what I figured out. Like, you know, I used to think, well, am I a guitar player? Am I an acupuncturist? I don't know. Now I'm a teacher who also, you know, who teaches what he hopefully knows. You know.
Want to do us a song?
I'd love to. So I've been kind of looking back at arrangements of stuff, and it's interesting about blues and jazz and where they cross. And this tune was originally written. One of my favorite composers is Hoagy Carmichael. And this tune was originally written. If you listen to the Hoagy Carmichael Orchestra doing it, it does not sound bluesy at all, you know. But then somehow it fell into the hands of Ray Charles. And so then it becomes a blues and or a jazz tune with blue overtones, I'd say. So and I'd like to point out that, you know, if you wanted a before and after picture of what one's voice is like studying with Charles, I'm going to be the before picture for you this morning. Georgia, Georgia, the whole night through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pine. Other arms reach out to me, other lips smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia.
Joining us at the Chapel on the Pines for the Summer Acoustic Music Week. I want to say hello to a couple who many times have come to Sam W. and they couldn't this year because of an illness in the family. But Jody and Peg Keeler, who live close by, we miss you and hope to see you soon.
So yeah.
Get better, get well. We have Charles back in the saddle again, and he's going to do us something.
Back in the South.
Yes. or a song written by Trigger's mother, Happy Trail, you know. No, Raleigh and I decided we'd try to do one together since we're here. And I live outside of Washington, D.C., and there was a real genius of a composer, excuse me, that was born in Washington, D.C., Edward Kennedy Ellington. And we've chosen one of his songs this morning. It's called, since Raleigh's teaching blues this this summer, it's called I Ain't Got Nothing But the Blues. Duke Ellington. Ain't got the change of a nickel. Ain't got no bounce in my shoes. Ain't got no fancy to tickle. I ain't got nothing but the blues. Ain't got no coffee that's perking. Ain't got no winnings to lose. Ain't got a dream that is working, Lord. I ain't got nothing but the blues. When trumpets flare up, I keep my hair up. I just can't make it come down. Believe me, Pappy, I can't get happy since my ever-loving baby left town. Ain't got no rest in my slumbers. Ain't got no feelings to bruise. Ain't got no telephone numbers. I ain't got nothing but the blues. Play it, Robbie. Trumpets flare up, I get my hair up. I just can't make it come down. Believe me, Pappy, I can't get happy since my ever-loving baby left town. Ain't got no rest in my slumbers. Ain't got no feelings to bruise. Ain't got no telephone numbers. I ain't got nothing but the blues. Oh,
Charles, you've got some things happening. You work with Tom Teasley.
Yeah, Tom and I spoke the other day, as a matter of fact. He's busy doing some theater music. He won the Helen Hayes Award last year and the year before, twice in a row, which is unusual. We were thinking about a third CD, and it's going to be a little simpler than our second CD. No horns, you know. It's going to be a budget CD. Just us and possibly some poetry from myself and from others. And I start rehearsing in December in New York, the Big Apple. I'm doing, it's being done for, pardon me, the 20th anniversary of the piece, Philip Glass's opera, Einstein on the Beach. I don't know how many of you know that, but anyway, and it's being done in honor of Philip's 75th birthday. He collaborated with the great stage director, Robert Wilson, and they have a production company, and they're doing it again, and it's going to be an international tour. We start rehearsing in New York, and then there's a break, and then we go to Ann Arbor in January. Oh, yes, I'm looking forward to that. And then there's a big break, and then they take the sets that they built, they take them to Europe, and we open in France in March, and then we go France and Italy and Amsterdam and all over the place, and then we come back to the States and go to Brooklyn Academy of Music and the People's Republic of Berkeley, California. We perform and in Canada, Toronto. So all of you folks out there who are near Washington, not Washington, but New York City, we are doing, I think, about 8 or 12 performances at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. So I'll let you know, and I expect to see all of you there. Be there, or you know the rest of it.
You're going to be a busy man.
Yeah, and it's an acting role, which is fine. You know, I did a thing with Robert Wilson and Dr. Regan called The Temptation of St. Anthony, and I was doing mostly singing in that. But Robert Wilson remembered my voice, and the production company said, "We're doing this production at Philip's 75th, and we want Robert wants you for Mr. Johnson, the role of Mr. Johnson, which is a speaking role, and which is fine. I studied acting because I wanted to go to the theater before I studied singing, so I think my acting chops will be okay. It'll be fun.
It'll be a blast, traveling all over the world like that. Father Brown, you get around. You've been...
Raleigh Brown, you get around.
I have a real cool head. I'm making real good bread. That's another song. Yeah, you know, mostly I'm just trying to learn the guitar still.
It's a journey.
It is, yeah. So that's my story. I don't have much. I don't travel around the world as much as my buddy Charles does here.
Well, it's hard to hit a moving target.
You want to do us a piece?
Yeah. I'll do a piece I wrote. One of the things I've been doing for the last couple of years now is every Sunday morning, I usually put up a little music video on Facebook, and I must admit that among my most loyal fans are a bunch of people in this audience right now who I get comments from every week, supportive comments. And sometimes especially when I was first doing this, I started it as kind of a lark and just said, well, you know, I'll turn on turn my MacBook on, hit the camera, you know, and just hit record and play something and then put it up there. And one of the things that came out of that is that I started actually composing things on the spot, which then I would go back later and kind of polish up a little bit, and they became instrumentals. And this is actually one of those. And I haven't played it in a few months, so I might be polishing it up even as we speak here, as you watch. But it's like many of my favorite instrumentals on the guitar, it's in the key of A minor. And that position on the guitar is a real friendly position for guitar players, and has a beautiful dark sound to it. This one is called Salvo e Pepe, and it's named after two fictional detectives of whom I'm fond. So...
you.
Well, two of our professors of music here at the WUMB Summer Acoustic Music Week. We've been, had the pleasure of listening to Charles and Raleigh. Great to see you. Great to have you back again.
And it's great to see you,
great
Dick.
Great to be back home.
Yeah, that's back the way home. I felt when I drove in here today. Yeah.
It's got
family,
that feeling.
Big family reunion.
Yeah.
And we'll be back with more of this, another episode of this live from the Chapel on the Pines for the Summer Acoustic Music Week tomorrow morning. I'm Dick Pleasance. I hope you have a wonderful day. We're going to celebrate today with classes and concerts and presentations and all kinds of wonderful things.
Gourmet food.
Yes. And great coffee.
Yeah.
So we wish you the best day you possibly have, and we'll see you tomorrow morning, just about 7:30 here in WUMB. We're done.
It sucked. You guys were wonderful.